Good morning. It is 10:11 here on the Mighty 690, and that means it is time for our weekly chat with Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fantastic. What a pretty morning it is. Out. The sun's going. It's going to warm up a little bit. Good walking with your dog weather. Right?
Yes, it's a pretty great weather. Not a cloud in the sky from what I can see. So it's a good day for that.
Yes, everyone's into health and nutrition and all those things we think about in January. And so I'm thinking, well, if you need a companion to do walking with you or play frisbee or play catch or just lie on the couch with you, we've got some great animals at the shelter that would be more than happy to fill the bill.
You've got something for everyone. So
we do.
Yeah, of course. Any adoptions to tell us about this week?
Yes. We had two cat adoptions. And another one of our little kittens that I think are so pretty, the white calico maple, was adopted this week. And then I spoke about Ginger last week, the pretty little yellow tabby that was just had lots of energy and just wanted to play, was also adopted. So, yes, two great cat adoptions. We didn't have any dog adoptions, and we're really trying to promote some of our dogs that we've had at the shelter for some time. Some of these dogs that you will see on Facebook are fully sponsored, meaning that the adoption fee has been paid for by someone else, just hoping to help, get the dogs out of the shelter and into a home. The girls have done a great job this past week putting videos on of watching the dogs interact, and they put them up in the front entrance so that it's a little calmer, so maybe you can kind of get an idea of their true personality. Hoping just to get, as I said, get the dogs placed as quickly as we can, and a fully sponsored pet is a pretty good jump on what being a pet owner is. We know that's not the final cost. We know there's food, there's bedding, there's toys, there's medical care. All of that goes into it, and if you decide that what you think you would like to do is become a pet owner, you need to realize that the cost is there and it doesn't go away as long as you have your pet. I'll just go ahead and keep talking about the cats.
Absolutely. That'd be great. That works for me.
All right. We've got Trixie, and Trixie is an absolutely stunning black and white long-haired cat. She is. She's just gorgeous. She's about a year to 2 years old. She's just an absolute doll. Just a great demeanor, just great personality. She has these long, beautiful white whiskers that encircle her face, and it's just a soft fur that she has. She would love to have a new home that she can lounge around with and play with the cat toys at her own home. So Trixie is gorgeous. We also have Peaches. Peaches is a year to 2 year old yellow tabby. Came in as a stray. Looked pretty ragged, bless her heart. She probably had some time without food and care. She's on the thinner side, but we're quickly getting that taken care of. As I told you, I think our cats at the shelter are usually pretty plump because they don't get the exercise that they would if they were, out running around. So they're always pretty plumpy when we get them adopted. So she'll get there. When working on the weight, trying to get her back, she's a bright orange color. She loves to be held, and the minute you just put your hand on her, she starts purring. She just wants affection and love, and I think he just deserves it. She's, as I said, I don't think she had the best beginning, so let's get Peaches adopted and let her know how life can be. The other cat that we are going to talk about is Dracula. Now, Dracula looks just like Trixie, the black and white cat that I just described to you, but he's a male. He's a bit larger. And Dracula's name came from the fact that he has two front teeth that kind of stick out of his mouth, so it kind of looks like he's got fangs, but he's not, he's not mean by any, it's just the way he looks, so therefore Dracula became his name. Probably a better name for him would be Teddy Bear, because again, he's soft, he's cuddly, he's got a great personality, he just wants to snuggle, loves his belly rubs. We've got some really, really nice cats right now, and hoping that people will come out and take a look at them and fall in love, and home they go. The dogs that we have available, as I mentioned, we've got several on Facebook that we featured because they're some of our longer-term residents that we have, so we always kind of like to promote them first. But we also have other animals, dogs and cats, that I don't speak about on these little radio spots because we don't have time. But you can go to our Facebook page, CFA, and see all the animals. Scooby is the one I'm going to speak of first. Scooby is 2 years old. He's a lab cross. He was surrendered by his previous owners because he didn't get along with their new puppy. He's very sweet. He deserves a chance. He absolutely loves people. He's already neutered. He's up to date on all his vaccines. And due to the fact that, maybe he didn't get along with a puppy, who knows the whole situation, maybe he'd be better off being in the home, being the only dog, or maybe he needs someone that has experience in introducing new animals into a home environment. So his adoption fee is only $30 because he's already neutered. He's up on his shots. He deserves a chance, and I hope Scooby gets scooped up real quick because he just deserves that. JoJo is a 5-year-old male boxer mastiff cross that we have. He is also an owner surrender. His previous owner stated that they live out in the country, and JoJo was visiting the neighbors and helping himself to some chicken dinners. So that didn't go very well in the neighborhood, as you can imagine. So he needs to be in town and where there aren't any little chickens running around. He, even though he maybe doesn't get along well with the chickens, they did tell the staff that he does get along very well with other dogs, with cats, and with children. So, his solution is let's bring him in town where he can be a good dog and behave himself and not be venturing into the neighbor's area anymore. He is very handsome in his coloring. He is tan and black, and it's stripes. He's got striping going up and down his entire body. He's just beautiful. When he goes in and out, we put him on the leash. He walks very nicely on the leash. That's always a good walking dog because he would walk nicely on a leash. The last dog that I'm going to speak about is Misty. I've kind of got some sad stories about these dogs.
I know, yeah.
But that's okay because people need to know that, life isn't always a bowl of cherries. And so sometimes there are things that happen, and just because the situation has placed the dog in a bad situation doesn't necessarily always mean it's the dog's fault. It's just the way things are. So if we can change it up and make it a happy ending story, that's what we're trying to do. Misty is the third one. She's 4 to 5 years old. She's a terrier cross. Her owner passed away, and so she found herself at the shelter. She's new to us. We haven't had her very long. She's a little shy with new people coming in. She has adorable ears. One stands straight up, and the other flops to the side, so it gives her just a really cute look on her face. What in the world has happened to me? And it's probably what she's thinking also. She only weighs 12 to 15 pounds, so she can be a very small dog. She makes them a perfect, perfect inside companion for people that just need that little person running around in their house. And bless her heart, she's, kind of upset right now because her owner is no longer with her. So like I said, I'm kind of pulling on the old heartstrings today, but that's just the way it is. That's the life of someone that's around the shelter. You get happy stories, but sometimes you get stories that are kind of, but anyway, let's see if we can get some adoptions and get these three adopted or some of the other animals that are at the shelter. We're back to regular hours. We're open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. We're there from 5 to 7 in the evening. And on Saturday and Sunday, we're there from 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. CFA is how you find us on Facebook. And you'll see all these great pictures. And if you have any questions, just contact Oksana, who is our shelter director. She can give you lots more information about these animals that I've given. Donations came in. It's just wonderful. The nice donations that came in at Christmas time. And apparently they were still coming in. I asked her, I said, is there anything that we kind of need? She said, well, it would still be toys, because even though we got a lot of lovely, lovely toys, they don't last. The dogs play with them and they get torn up. Cat toys last a little bit longer than the dogs, but anyway, if there was something that someone still would like to donate, toys is always a good thing. For big dogs or for little dogs, it doesn't matter. Other than that, I think that's pretty much, we don't have anything special coming up right now. We're just trying to get the new year and get things going, and kind of it for the day.
Good deal. Well, yeah, just getting back into that kind of daily swing of things, and I'm sure we'll have some of our events coming up. But yeah, right now, just back into business as usual, which is good. Right. So hopefully, yeah, just a great reminder, if people are looking to add a furry friend to their life, you got a lot of options there at the shelter. So we appreciate, you know, all the work over there. You may have heard earlier, we're looking for a lost little chihuahua in South Coffeyville. So hopefully we can find that dog and get it reunited.
Well, you know, being in South Coffeyville, a lot of times the dogs that are lost in South Coffeyville do end up at the shelter. And so, you know, and I'm glad you mentioned that. People need to remember when they've lost that dog or that cat, letting the shelter know quick-like is so important. And I've also always said this, too, that, you know, we'll have people that will call in and say they've got a pet missing, and they'll give us a description of this pet. Well, we'll look around and think, man, I don't see this. And sometimes they come out and go, well, this is the dog. Or
oh.
The cat. Yeah, so sometimes the descriptions are just not what we think.
Sure.
It never hurts to come out and look. It just doesn't.
That's a good point.
Yes, to come out and just make sure. Because they might say, well, she had on a pink collar. Well, sometimes by the time they get to us, the collar's gone.
Yep.
And, you know, and keeping those tags up to date, I think that's probably one of the quickest ways. We do have a machine that reads the chipping. You know, you can get your animal chipped. And we do have one of those, but sometimes you go back and they have updated their information, so therefore your spirit been in. But those tags, I swear, sometimes it's the best things, because the name, the telephone number, boom, we're in contact.
Yep.
And even the city tags, you know, we can even track the city tags if they've been purchased. Well, BARDA and Independence also sells our city tags. So, I mean, we can, a lot of times we can track the animal with that tag. So identification on your pet important, and I know we all sometimes they fall off and you go, oh, well, I'll get to that.
Yeah, it is important. So part of being a responsible pet owner there.
That's right. There you go.
All right. Hey,
anyway.
Well, Becky, I really appreciate it as always, and I look forward to chatting again soon next week.
All right. You guys have a good week, and thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. You take care. Bye-bye. That's Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. We'll continue open line in just moments here on KGGF.